Welcome to Manager Tools. This is Sarah.
And this is Kate.
Today's cast, Working Hard, Chapter 1, The Myth and the Basics, Part 1 of 2.
The questions this cast answers are, what are some ways I can get more work done? Do I have to work longer hours to get ahead? And how do highly productive professionals get so much done?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening. Before we get to it, on May 13th, we will be kicking off a series of virtual effective manager sessions entirely in Spanish. For those of you that have got a workforce that doesn't just speak English, we have got you covered. Learn more by emailing us at customerservice@manager-tools.com. Now, on to the show.
You and I have done a lot of hard work today because we've had some snags.
Yeah, it's not even noon where I am. We've done a lot.
We've done a lot today. And speaking of hard work, it takes hard work to get ahead in your professional life. As you progress into more demanding roles, there's more expected. And to climb to the top, if that's what you aspire to do, and it doesn't have to be what you're into, but to do that, it takes an incredible amount of work. And we are here to dispel the idea, the myth, that working hard simply means working more hours. In fact, working more hours in the long run is not the way to think about working hard. And so we're going to lay out how to get the most out of yourself without constantly sacrificing your personal and family life.
Mm-hmm. Something that we say a lot over here at Manager Tools, we didn't invent it. You've probably heard this one before. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Is something we think about, right? And this is thematically kind of on point with that theory, that idea, that guidance. Now, folks, today's cast is the first, chapter one, that is, in a series of guidance about how to accomplish more at work. Now, everybody knows it takes hard work to progress in an individual's career. To get ahead, you've got to prove that you can handle more responsibility, and that oftentimes comes, especially at senior levels. Before you get the responsibility, you're made to do the work to prove you can get given that responsibility. But hard work isn't given the respect it's due, I'll say. It's often reduced to work longer hours. And while there are times that that's necessary, it's only when you've learned to be highly productive throughout your day that these more hours really count. More hours should be, for the professional, their last resort toward productivity.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because we haven't really tackled the burnout question until now.
Absolutely.
And if you're looking for Manager Tools thoughts on burnout, this is some of them. Not all. We have more to come. And this is the beginning. Today, specifically, we're going to talk about what hard work really means. We're going to talk about the myth of working longer hours. There's two basics here. The first is priorities only, and the second is to make decisions quickly. And so we're going to start out by talking about what hard work really means.
Mm-hmm. Which seems kind of obvious, but folks, working hard is not what the vast majority of professionals think it actually is. Most of us mistakenly believe that working hard means working long hours. And we're going to discuss that myth in a bit here, as Kate just mentioned. But to understand and help you avoid this myth, we have to understand what working hard actually means.
We start with the question of kind of value. So think about you spent your whole day, let's say, working hard, but you didn't accomplish anything that day that was of value. So the question then is, would that be a day of hard work? And a lot of people would say, yeah, because we went home tired and enervated and you're exhausted, your brain's tired, whatever. There are days like that that just feel hard, that you really feel like you maybe you just didn't get any traction, but you feel like you did a lot. And feeling like you worked really hard isn't the same thing as actually getting things done. I mean, I always, in my mind, and this is a terrible analogy probably, but I always equate it to shopping. Shopping is exhausting. You go out to the mall. I don't know when the last time you were at a mall was, but it's not my favorite
place.
Driving
a long drive in a car is
the same. Okay, good. So like you did a lot. And if you didn't make it to your final destination, you didn't really accomplish anything, even if your day felt hard. Now at work, it's usually not stuff that's so low energy, right, as driving. So when you start to think about work, a lot of people gradually over time in their careers begin to realize that a frenzied, kind of unfocused day, working on all kinds of things, bouncing around from thing to thing, especially things that aren't the priorities, that's not truly hard work. That usually comes to most of us in our careers, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Like, for example, on, what was it? Thursday, I feel like.
Yesterday?
Oh my gosh, stop it. Yes. Yesterday. I left at the end of the day thinking, wow, I got a lot of really important stuff done, knowing I was working on the right things. But some other days, I'm at my desk till like 6 o'clock. And then I turn around, I'm like, what did I do today? Not a lot.
Yeah, that was me on Monday. I spent so much time bouncing between things. And it really felt like a super hard day. And I can say that I checked some boxes. I would say only half of those things were our priority stuff.
Yeah, totally. And you spent a whole day.
A whole day. I think part of it too, if you start to equate hard work to how do you feel at the end of the day, then unfortunately, days like that where less stuff gets done can feel harder because, like air quotes, harder because my brain was so tired from bounce, and just like switching subjects all day that I went downstairs and told Gary that he was going to have to be in charge of dinner because I couldn't even decide if eating was something I was capable of. Like I had to just sit down.
I'll have popcorn.
Honestly, I'm going to sit down and we're kind of beating around the bush here, but hard work is supposed to be rewarded. And sometimes we forget that activity isn't really accomplishment. So there's a distinction there, right? That at some level, we know that hard work is rewarded. But when you have fallen into this pattern of unfocused work, you continue to repeat it over and over again. And then you know that you're not really doing what needs to be done. You're simply spinning.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just us that's spinning, right? We all know people who seem busy. I mean, they act really busy. They talk like they're incredibly busy and they don't ever seem to get anything done. And in fact, many of these professionals' cases, because they don't know what work is really valuable. What they really are looking to do is convince others that they're working hard. They want other people to see them as working hard to avoid being caught as somebody who doesn't get anything done. They want what we think of as the shallow appearance of hard work without actually having done hard work. It's a badge of honor for some people.
I think that's true. I hate to think of it as nefarious, though. You know, I hate to think of it as people want to be seen as doing hard work and are therefore moving around like a busy bee and that they know they're not getting anything done. Now, maybe instinctually they know, but my hope is that they just don't understand the concept. And so they're moving around, they're doing all this stuff because they think like, this is what it is to work hard, to be constantly doing things, being active, I suppose. Because there's a difference between doing stuff and then actually getting things done. I have a friend. I've mentioned this friend before at public conferences because this person is like a puppy and they're so nice to hang out with and everybody loves them. And I really enjoy this person. Nothing ever gets done. I've watched this person spend at least 4 hours assembling a cheese plate over the course of a dinner party.
Wow.
Because
it must have been an amazing cheese plate.
No.
I have to make a cheese plate to, no. Okay, I won't call them then.
Yeah. No. it was just this constant, like the cheese plate was never finished. And it wasn't because people had started to eat it. It was because there were still always things that were supposed to be on it that were getting remembered. This person also historically, whenever I've watched them cook, leaves all the cupboard doors open, which drives me crazy. That's a completely different thing. That, though, is the distinction I want us to make, is that that person moved around the kitchen the entire dinner party. So there was the appearance of activity. But hard work isn't an appearance. It's not defined by, do you appear to be working hard? True hard work doesn't often appear to be that hard at all, because some of it is deep thinking. It is hard work, but it doesn't appear to other people as such. Sometimes it's deep thinking, but what's really crucial is what makes it hard work is having the discipline to say no to distractions.
Yeah.
The hard thing is choosing to follow through and not the activity.
And I think anybody who has a smartphone, which I think is probably everybody listening to this podcast, will know how difficult it is to put aside those distractions to actually do the things that are the hard work. And thus, the first rule of working hard really is accomplishing things of value. It has nothing to do with the number of hours you're putting in. It has nothing to do with how busy you appear to be if others were to see you doing it. Or in most cases, it doesn't even have anything to do with the volume of work at all. It has to do with the quality of work. Of course, it's also true that if you're working on your priorities, if you're doing the right thing, where the quality part is, that a greater quantity of that kind of work is hard work, perhaps the very best kind. But again, it's the choosing and the discipline that makes it so, not the appearance of the work.
Yeah. So if you're working on your priorities and that's where true quality lies, okay, we're going to count it. We're going to say, then yes, you're accomplishing things of value. And some of that could be larger volume, et cetera. Sometimes, though, it's pretty quick, as we'll talk about later, right? With decisions and things like that. The best example we can give y'all to really take it away from the cheese plate discussion, although now a cheese plate sounds really delicious and I wish I was coming to your house. The best example we have of this has probably happened to every person who's listening. We start work in the morning with 2, 3, 5 things that you want to get done today. And you sit down at your desk, you're ready to go, you start with what you think of as an amount of focus and determination. And then you make a bunch of poor choices. First, you go to email, browsing through it, looking for the urgent things, which gives away your focus from what the priorities you said were important today are.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes away, too, from what you want to accomplish while focusing on what other people want you to accomplish. So checking your email first in this casual way seems benign.
Mm-hmm. Checking your socials.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a thing people do. It takes our focused attention like away, and we're putting it towards something that's less important.
Exactly. And folks, we start in this, to Kate's point, less focused way, and then we probably end up going to some meetings, right? Your day starts, you start doing a little bit of stuff, some of which is useful, some of which is probably not. And then it's lunchtime. And of course, we want to take lunch, right? Because we need a break from all the negative emotions that are built up inside of us, because we know we haven't gotten to the 2 or 3 or 5 things that we told ourselves we must do today. And we're not saying this because we're trying to make light of or joke about this pattern of behavior, but there is a humorous way of thinking about it. It's called eat the frog. So bear with me. It's a little disgusting, but I'm going to tell you the story anyway. If someone told you the one thing that you had to get done today was to eat a frog. You have two choices. You can either start off by eating it, as disgusting as that might sound first thing, and drinking it down with some hot coffee and just ew.
That made it worse.
I know. Just gross. Terrible. I told people it was going to be disgusting.
But I didn't know that you were going to add coffee to my frog.
It's the morning. It's first thing. Okay, so you could either have your frog and coffee, or you can think about eating the frog all day long. You can extend the misery, and then you can still have to eat your frog at the end of the day. When you have to eat a frog, it's better to just get it done and put it behind you. The tough choices and prioritization and discipline involved in getting hard work done is like eating the frog first thing in the morning. Excuse me, folks, just interjecting quickly in today's content to let y'all know that all of our Executive Tools licensees are invited to a monthly Executive Speaker Series call, the next one run by Carrie Proven, Vice President of Human Resources of Mortgage Center, while she walks through a business case for Manager Tools. If you've ever wondered how to convince others in your organization to follow the Manager Tools guidance, to put into practice the Manager Tools concepts, Carrie is going to teach us exactly how. All Executive Tools licensees are invited to this call on April 17th at 3 p.m. Eastern. If you'd like to be invited, become an Executive Tools licensee today. Now, on to the show.
Okay, I got to say this. I completely agree with the frog. And when I've had hard things to get done in the morning, I absolutely agree that having them done creates such a better day. You're relieved. When I first started this job, it was recording for 1 hour every day. It had to get done. And I hated it. It was awful. And there were days too where I was living in Phoenix at the time, right? So when I was on Pacific time, and you weren't at the time, right? So yeah, you didn't have to do it then. But when I got up on Friday mornings and we had ops at 6 a.m. my time back then, I was not able to get up and competently record an hour of presenting prior to ops. And by the way, y'all, on Friday mornings, we have ops and then we have a few other meetings. So there was a, like, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., I was in meetings. So I just had the frog like sitting on my desk staring at me. Friday became the worst day of the week because of that requirement. Having said that, I don't find that all of the things that are my priority for the day are frogs. Some of them are just things that I need to get done to focus on. What I do, and this is not for everybody, it has worked for me in the past, is before I leave my desk at the end of the day, every day, I write down at the top of my notebook page for the next day, the three things that have to get done that day. And then when you come in, yes, maybe you want to spend a minute or two in your inbox because you're worried that your boss has sent you something and it might be more important than the three things on your list. Okay. However, the first kind of hour of the day, at least, depending on how big these three things are on your list, should really be dedicated to your priorities. And that's how I tend to do it. First thing in the morning is not a really great time for admin, partially A, because you have priorities and priorities should come before admin. Also though, there's something at play here called decision fatigue. If you wait until the end of the day to do these hard things, it will be more tiring. Not only will you have suffered through the whole day reminding yourself that this is part of your problem, you're going to struggle because your mental acuity is lower. So learn this lesson now. Commit yourself to behaving in concert with the idea of priorities first. Think of hard work as quality work. It's not a quantity of unfocused work. Consider the hard choices of priorities and the difficult discipline of saying yes. And then also that means saying no to everything that is not your priorities.
That's absolutely it. And that's another thing that I think many of us sometimes struggle to do, for sure.
I could see why.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also habit. Maybe this is me making an assumption about everybody's experience being similar to mine. I'm kind of slow in the morning. It takes me a while. I can't get up, roll to my desk in 15 minutes and be really good. I need an hour for my brain to wake up.
Yeah, me too. 60 minutes is kind of my total number.
I've tried in the past to like record things first thing in the morning and my words are terrible. My brain just isn't fully engaged. It can be very easy to set a habit in the mornings of working on small tasks. And look, if you want to do that for the first little bit to get engaged, that's okay. And because you're tired, because you're more likely to behave on autopilot, morning stuff will become habitual. And you run the risk of creating for yourself morning habits that do not contribute to priority focus. So we just want to make sure we're all on the same page about, yes, we get it. Mornings are tough for some people. You got more focus, more kind of brain energy an hour or two into the day. That's fine. Good. Then don't clog up your 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. with stuff that isn't going to be what's most important.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
Because we don't want to keep you at your desk until midnight.
Yeah. And that's what happens, right?
Well, yeah. That's what we're trying to save you from is that, oh, well, I didn't get this done. And y'all, as somebody who has always been very fast at their work, really efficient, I will tell you this. For a long time in my career, because I was so efficient and because I got more efficient at things I was doing the longer I did them, I, for many, many years, was able to simply add hours because I was getting more efficient at other stuff. So I could always eke out another hour or two somewhere in the week in order to add something. There will come a time in your career as you move up where there will be no more hours. When I found it, all of the coping mechanisms that I had utilized previously in my career stopped working because I had always been able to just get more efficient, get more efficient, get more efficient. And then you reach a certain level of executive life and you discover, oh my gosh, I've eked out all the possible efficiencies and now I could work more hours. And that would be at the weekend, every weekend for the rest of my life.
That's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again next week as we finish today's topic.